Welcome to Spiritually Fierce, the podcast. I am your host, Dr. Ricky Jane Adams, principal and founder of the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence and creator of the Spiritually Fierce movement. Spiritually Fierce is not just a phrase. It is a movement of awakening consciousness of which we are all a part, if we want to be. In each episode, we'll explore what it means to be spiritually fierce, how to become it, and why it is the revolution in consciousness that will save the world. Join me and my fierce guests for deep conversations on spirituality beyond the trinkets and superstitions of the new age that will support you to increase your power to serve. So I am back with part two of reading from Superconscious Intuition, and this is the continuation of the introduction. What is superconscious intuition? Superconscious intuition is the deepest phase of intuition. It is the phase in which we attune to the God mind. It is the phase we access when we are in the state of being of intuitive intelligence. In Spiritually Fierce, I introduce the concept of intuitive intelligence, which is the Institute's pioneering approach to developing intuition. The formula for intuitive intelligence is innate intuition plus spiritual fierceness equals intuitive intelligence. Since that time, I have refined and expanded this definition. I now define intuitive intelligence as an embodied state of being, which is non-local, acausal, active, participatory, deep, creative, and surrendered. All this combines to allow us to access superconsciousness. We unpack all of this throughout the book, but put simply, intuitive intelligence is a state of being that allows the clearest access to our highest form of intuition, superconscious intuition. Superconscious intuition is a spiritually mature form of intuition that operates through non-locality and acausality. In other words, it is a function of the quantum universe. It is active and participatory because it must be trained and cultivated. When we commit to developing our intuitive intelligence, we can access deep states of intuition that speak directly to our soul purpose. Intuitive intelligence is the phase of intuition that creates reality rather than reacting to it. Yet within this creative relationship, we understand ultimately that we surrender to God's will. All intuition is the language of consciousness. Superconscious intuition is the consciousness of the God mind. When we are in the state of intuitive intelligence, connected to our superconscious intuition, we are congruent with our highest truth and aligned with the immutable laws governing all consciousness's functioning. Local and non-local dimensions of consciousness. Embodying intuitive intelligence is breaking the habit of believing that we are human alone. We are, as a collective, addicted to this thought. We are addicted to limits we haven't even chosen to place on ourselves but have inherited. I call these borrowed limits. Subconsciously, we're addicted to thinking that we are finite and limited, and that the problems we have in our lives we can only answer through the dominant local reality. But it's only dominant because we've most often placed our attention there. Now we're choosing to place our attention somewhere very, very different. We're choosing to focus on the subtle reality that exists outside of and paradoxically inside local reality. We can call this non-local reality. What happens at non-local reality that makes superconsciousness so accessible? At non-local reality, we are more energy than we are matter. Less solid, more wave-like motion. What that means is that we're more potential and less fact. What we are is not solid and fixed, and therefore we are much more easily changed. We can investigate our limits and surrender them in the same breath. We do not have to work through the dimensions of time and space to bring ourselves into the miracle. The miracle is always the same. It is overcoming the belief in separation to return to the God mind, to superconsciousness, to that place where all that ever was and ever will be exists. Local and non-local intuition. Just as there is not one dimension of consciousness, there is not one intuition. There are intuitions. We have two major forms of intuition, local and non-local. My work focuses on non-local intuition. So most of this book is dedicated to understanding that category of intuition. But it is worth understanding local intuition, as we do operate from both local and non-local intuitions at all times. Our local intuition is biological and informed by our electrical magnetic composition. We are electromagnetic beings that are producing energetic fields. We are sensitive to one another's energy and the energy of everything around us. Energetic sensitivity, according to HeartMath Institute, refers to the ability of our body and nervous system to detect electromagnetic and other types of energetic signals in the environment. We are all empathic and highly sensitive, and when we understand our electromagnetic biology, it becomes clear why. We are constantly collecting energetic information from one another, most often without realizing it. When we live the intuitive intelligence path, there are powerful ways that this energetic sensitivity can be part of our toolkit for living in extraordinary times. Rather than being something that makes us too sensitive to inhabit the world, we begin to understand the information provided to us through this kind of intuition and how to use it to our advantage. Local intuition is innate, primary, and biological. Non-local intuition is a type of intuition which refers to the knowledge or sense of something that cannot be explained by past or forgotten knowledge or by sensing environmental signals. According to HeartMath, it has been suggested that the capacity to receive and process information about non-local events appears to be a property of all physical and biological organization, and this likely is because of an inherent interconnectedness of everything in the universe. We explore the science and practice of non-local intuition throughout the book. Non-local intuition is the path of intuitive intelligence that leads us to superconsciousness. The dream of Earth School. The soul is singular in its purpose, to awaken to itself at deeper and deeper levels. We come into this consciousness experiment called life and land on Earth School to forget, so we can remember. Every go-round that we have on Earth School, which is this local projection we're inhabiting and part of the consciousness experiment in which we are all participating, is an opportunity to deepen into our truth that we are God. We do this repeatedly until we finally break free of the habit of believing that we are single, finite, fragile, isolated humans with no capacity to change our lives. Until we meet ourselves as God, we will keep returning to the dream of Earth School. The consciousness experiment of our lived experience is a dream. When I speak of the dream, I'm talking about the beautiful, necessary illusion of local reality. I don't speak of it as an illusion to try to undermine it or in any way reduce its importance for us. But instead, the dream of this life is a consciousness experiment. We can enter superconsciousness by productively engaging with the illusion of this blessed dream life. This matters to this discussion of intuition because intuition is the language of consciousness. Much of the available intuition development teaches us how to engage with the dream. We are not intended to use intuition to move furniture in a burning building, to quote Gary Renard, referencing the teachings of A Course in Miracles. Instead, we must learn how to use our intuition to exit the burning building. We must activate our highest form of intuition to facilitate the awakening to the truth of what we are. What's God got to do with it? Let us make a slight detour here if that word God causes any resistance or hesitation. For here's the truth. Unless we are willing to accept that we are God, we will not inhabit our gloriousness. But it is impossible to accept ourselves as God if we have many competing, pre-existing ideas about what God is. So what is God? God is infinite, unlimited consciousness. God is everything. God is not human, not male, not religious, or belonging to any religion, not on a throne in the sky waiting to smite us down, not keeping a scorecard, not judging, not condemning, not separate from us. God is not what we believe. Most importantly, we do not have to earn our godliness or gloriousness, for it is what we are. We are God. In the following pages, I guide us through the changes in perception I have made and the practices I have used to give up my fear that I am not God and that I am not glorious, to move to a state of being that is willing to see the truth. Some days I get it, some days I don't. A particular quality is required to keep breaking the habits of lifetimes, conviction, which we will learn together now, because the outcome is worth the effort. The Hermetic Laws. The Hermetic Laws continue to inform my understanding of the true functioning of intuition and are referenced consistently throughout this book. Let me provide a summary overview of the three immutable laws. The theory and practices of intuitive intelligence assemble around the three immutable hermetic laws: the law of mentalism, the law of correspondence, and the law of vibration. The laws draw from the Kybalion hermetic philosophy, originally published in 1908 under the pseudonym of the Three Initiates. This text contains the essence of the teachings of Hermes, also known as Thoth in Hellenistic Egypt. Thoth and Hermes were gods of writing and magic in their respective cultures. This information was handed down through secret orders over thousands of years. Eventually, whether we believe by individuals or some higher power, it was agreed that this knowledge should be made public. Around the 1930s, there was a significant appetite for an increased understanding of the occult laws and the things previously hidden from public view, like Hermeticism and Rosicrucianism. There was a growing appetite for understanding how these laws were applied. A veil was lifted, and we could see much more clearly how the cosmos or the God mind operated. Today we understand that it is not just about bringing the projection, the local reality, or the illusion into a higher order. It's about being able to see beyond it, to see the world within the world. This is really what the laws do. They lift our gaze from human sight up to that universal sight to think like the universe. These laws open us to the deeper spiritual meaning of our lives. What is a trinket and superstition of the New Age? One of the things that I've worked to change is the contemporary superficial spiritual training around intuition, which is so often about reliance on external tools and the externalization of our power. We end up imagining that without special conditions, the crystal grid in our workroom, the energetic protection, the unique pendulum, or even the idea of asking a question of our intuition, we cannot receive our intuition. This is intuition in its shadow form because it's undermining what intuition truly is. It is not a matter of I tune into my intuition to ask a question, I tune out of my intuition when I'm done. We are our intuition, and our intuition is us. We live in flow with our superconscious intuition at all times, but mostly we are not aware of it. There's no coming in and going out again in a spiritually mature relationship with intuition. There are no cards to draw. There are no pendulums to swing. There is no one to ask. There's nothing except for, am I congruent with the truth? And that truth is a flow state, and we will know it by how it feels to inhabit that state. We're moving beyond, I'm going to tune in and ask God if I should marry that boy, or if I should buy that house, or if I should invest in toilet paper stocks right now. We're not trying to organize the dream, because when we connect to the superconscious intuition, we move beyond the belief that local reality is the highest reality. Instead, we are learning our true nature. Sometimes it works for half an hour at a time, sometimes for 5 minutes, sometimes we could do it for a whole day. We're learning to privilege our non-local, non-dominant reality before the local, because the local is secondary to the non-local. Consciousness precedes matter. This book has been a long time coming. Longer than I ever imagined. The world changed in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic that began in 2020. At the time of writing, the pandemic still impacts all of our realities. I have found myself in a time of radical personal transformation, and for a while, the most profound service I could engage with was And for a while, the most profound service I could engage with was to hang myself on the hook of my being as I descended to the underworld or subconscious. I am not alone in having been altered by the crisis / opportunity this seismic global change has wrought. It is the ground for our revolution, and the revolution we need more than any other is spiritual. When we are connected to our holiness through reconnection to the language of our divinity, intuition, then all the other corrupt, outmoded, and failing systems will be brought to their knees. This will happen because we as a collective have finally remembered who we are and will no longer accept the nightmare of separation. The contents of this book are the medicine I have returned to again and again to navigate these extraordinary times. And I am confident that this deepening, maturing relationship with our spiritual superpower will serve our awakening just as potently. Part 1, Foundations. Dear God, encode me, imprint me, engineer me in your image. I am yours, and so it is, and it is so. Mark 11:23. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Chapter 1, The Laws of Superconsciousness. I don't recall how I found the Hermetic Laws, but it was in the research phase of my first book, Spiritually Fierce. I sought a meta-theory to better frame what I wanted to share about intuition. There are many spiritual laws bandied about, but the three immutable laws are the origin for most of them, and captivated me from the first moment I found them. How had I not known about these laws? They explain everything. I suddenly had a framework, not just for my investigation of intuition, but for my spiritual life as a whole. I felt an instant affinity and deep understanding of these laws. Everything I wanted to articulate about my spiritual path was evidenced in them. They cut through all the nonsense and noise of much contemporary spirituality. I sighed as I read, once you understand, apply, and align yourself with these universal laws, you will experience transformation in every area of your life but beyond what you have ever dared to imagine. The governing laws seek neither to punish nor reward you. They are impersonal, operating automatically along unconscious lines without your conscious participation. That's a quote from the Kybalion. The relief came that such a simple yet compelling understanding existed and that it was available for all seekers to access. Why do we make spirituality so superficial and unnecessarily complex, I wondered, when we have the truth laid out so plainly? In reading the Kybalion, it solidified for me my efforts to strip my intuition training back to articulate only the truth contained in these laws. The discovery of these laws was like a firm handshake from God, assuring me I was on the right path. Nothing about the development of our intuition had to be laden with the grandiosity of performative spirituality. I felt free, finally, to teach what was in my heart. Intuitive intelligence is ultimately opening to our God nature. We must know how the God mind operates to activate our superconscious intuition. This is what the laws are. The laws give us the means to make sense of the apparent inconsistencies of our lives and view the events we experience with a universal perspective. This is a vital step in spiritual maturing and spiritual agency. Spiritual maturity is demonstrated in our ability not to take everything personally, and with this maturing comes the embodied state of intuitive intelligence. The three immutable laws explain the functioning of superconscious intuition. When we live in accord with these laws, we undoubtedly align with our highest form of intelligence in all moments of life. So let's explore them. The law of mentalism. All is one. All is of the mind. The law of mentalism sounds like a very lofty law, but it is very straightforward. This principle embodies the understanding that everything in the universe creates by thought. There is nothing in the universe where this is not the case. The great laws of spiritual psychology state that our thought or belief creates our reality. Everything that exists is energy, matter-densified energy. Energy is just refined matter. All is just energy. The idea of the holograph is applicable here, which we will explore more of in Chapter 2. I'll keep it simple. All parts contain the whole in a holographic image. So it goes with the law of mentalism. When the law states that all is of the mind, we can conceive of this as both the one mind, or the mind of God, as well as our individual minds. Even now, we can glean a clue of how the spiritual paradox is at work here. We are one with the mind of God, and nothing exists that is not. We reside in the God mind, and everything we live is a projection of that God consciousness. Why the suffering, we may ask? If we reside in the mind of the benevolent universe, then how could anything be less than love? Well, herein lies the paradox of spirituality. Within the superconscious mind, we have free will. Our choices and beliefs with which we seed our consciousness determine how our piece of reality appears. We can live inside the mind of God and experience a living hell. Our power to create through our consciousness makes us what we are, divinity itself. Our humanness makes us forget that power or use it with such a hit and miss result. Everything that we are living is a projection of our consciousness. It is what we are holding in our consciousness that is shaping reality. If we want to see a different reality and inhabit a different world, we need to change our minds about ourselves and the nature of the world in which we live. This takes great spiritual maturity, not to take everything personally. When we have these laws to lean into, we can start to move beyond the personal, beyond the immediate need for release or relief from our lives' conditions, and see our soul's trajectory for what it is: vast, ancient, and magnificent. We are not asked to give up more than we will gain, ever. But in the moment, we may not be able to see beyond our suffering to what is on offer. We may not understand that we indeed created it, for this is what the laws teach us. We can also choose not to become the full expression of the God mind. Let's repeat that in another way. We do not lack anything. We are the same substance as God. We are the same substance as that which created everything. We possess that same capacity and power, but we have free will, our divine birthright, and whether we willfully express it. There is an important caveat to this. The immutable cosmic truth is that, yes, we are all one. Yet that is not the starting point. We must earn the right to claim that truth. We must look to our own subconscious biases, familial programming, cultural conditioning, and inherited fear programs. I'll be back with more in part 3 in next week's podcast. In 2022, the Institute for Intuitive Intelligence is bringing you a whole new way to get qualified as a professional intuitive. The Intuitive Intelligence Method Accreditation is a 100-hour training program, including personal development, professional development, and spiritual development, that will take your skills as an intuitive to the level of superconscious. This program is available online and in person across a range of different dates and deliveries in 2022 and 2023. We'd love for you to head to theinstituteforintuitiveintelligence.com to find out more about how you can get qualified faster and more efficiently to increase your power to serve.